Our next guest has been studying or working on the Michigan State University campus for more than a half century. That's a lot of institutional memory. Ron Flynn is the former vice president for strategic infrastructure planning and facilities here at MSU. Today, his role is that of a special advisor. And when he retires at the end of this year, after 57 years on campus, he'll have the longest tenure as both a student and an employee at the university. And Ron's here to tell us about his remarkable career at MSU. Welcome, Ron.
Thank you. Good morning.
More than 50 years working on the MSU campus, which is pretty remarkable. What visually, what do you remember when you think back to 1957 in this campus?
Well, one of the big things that struck me was when I saw the vet school that I'd arrived at the Cornell of Michigan. And I was born and raised 50 miles from Cornell in central New York. And that was significant because that is the campus that is very highly rated, and as Michigan State is. Also, the reception that I received here, because I was looking to transfer credits from a two-year degree to complete a four-year engineering degree.
So you were impressed at the fact that MSU had a veterinary school?
Very much. Okay. There's only 20 or 22 in the country. And yeah, that in my eyes made MSU a huge institution in quality.
So you were raised near Buffalo, New York?
Actually, I was raised near Syracuse.
Oh, okay.
And then I spent 3 years in Buffalo, so I've been moving west slowly, at least in the last few years, as you can see.
You began as a student. What was your first paid job with the university?
It was as a student employee in the engineering office of buildings and utilities.
Okay. And what did you do?
The first job I had was to do a little bit of installing a softener in the basement of what then was called the Woman's IM. It's now called the Circle IM.
Okay.
And I'd been working the year earlier for Union Carbide and had been their piping expert, which was the reason I got hired 2 days before classes started.
And you graduated from Michigan State with a degree in what?
Civil engineering.
Civil engineering. All these years since, you've been at the center of a lot of changes regarding infrastructure and facilities. What would you pick as the most dramatic change that you've seen?
Well,
and it's hard to boil a half century down.
Right, but it's the most dramatic is the number of students. When I came here, there were 17,000 students, which I thought was huge because I grew up in an area where it was near Colgate University, which still has 3,000 students, and the other campuses were either 3,000 or 5,000. So 17,000 was huge, but we now have 50,000 students. Okay, this campus has just expanded dramatically, and just as a point of reference, the newest residence hall when I arrived was Shaw Hall. Wilson Road did not exist, so the cyclotron wasn't here. And so all those buildings along Wilson Road, when I arrived, the construction, Erickson Hall was just completed, and Student Services Building was under construction, as well as what we now call West IM.
Most of your years here, most of your tenure, you were directly involved with the expansion and development of South Campus here.
Exactly.
What are some of the broad strokes there in terms of the development of South Campus?
Well, we had to put in a new utility system. So I and another fellow was able to convince the campus we, in fact, could put in walk-through steam tunnels, which are very long-life facilities. Another colleague, Joe Cavanaugh, convinced the campus to put in 13,200-volt electrical distribution rather than staying with the old 4160 system. We had to build a new power plant, which has now got the name T.B. Simon on it. So this dramatic expansion of this campus and the infrastructure that was needed to build all the buildings that got built.
We're talking with Ron Flynn, who has been working on the MSU campus as a starting as a student in 1957, but he's been with the university working full-time ever since 1960. You mentioned the students a minute ago. Have you had enough contact with the students to comment about how they have changed?
Well, I don't think the students are much different than they were when I came. There were a lot of folks that were married, as I was. I got married less than 2 weeks before we arrived, so I guess you could say we honeymooned in East Lansing. So there was, and we had to move in back at Coral Gables at a trailer park because housing was so tight, and that was married students going to school. Spouses worked, as my wife found a job. And so there was a difference there, but one of the things when people ask me, what's the one of the best parts of your job? And I said, well, every summer, and it happened again this summer, past summer, walking down the hallway, fresh face, some student who or a youngster got their student number so they could be employed by us. I say hello. They're so shy, sometimes they can't even grunt out a response. 4 or 5 years from now, they walk out of this place prepared to take on the world. That's what MSU does.
Mm. You have played, you've been at the heart of an awful lot of changes regarding sustainability on the MSU campus.
True.
Talk to us about that change.
Well, I was born and raised without electricity for the first 10 years, so I have a real keen feel
without
about that.
Electricity.
So I have a real keen feel about, I still have a problem using drinking water to flush toilets. But we do that, okay? I mean, there are a whole bunch of issues that if you have had to grow up under rather tough conditions, you get a feel for this. And fortunately, back now 15 years, maybe a little more, Fred Poston became the vice president of business and finance, had been dean of agriculture. And in conversations, Fred and I agreed that this campus should take on a leadership role. And as a result, we have the recycling facility with a surplus store, which is a way of getting rid of stuff on this campus. You either cycle it back into the campus, you sell it at the store. Mm-hmm. Worst case, you have to haul it to the landfill. The digester that was just built out in the dairy farm, we're now taking the food waste from the residence halls and feeding the digester, which creates methane, that creates electricity through an engine. And so that energy is being used out on the farms. We have our own water supply. Fortunately, this campus is blessed to have the setting on top of the Saginaw Aquifer, and we're on one of the more highly productive spots. So we have our own water supply. And again, we encourage people to be conserving on the use of water. The electricity, same thing, okay? We have our own power plant, cogeneration. That in itself, we get more BTUs out of a chunk of energy because of this cogeneration concept. And everybody takes it for as being natural for the campus. But a few months ago, Board of Water and Light was given big points for the state of Michigan, putting in a cogen, taking out an old boiler. Well, we've only had cogen on this campus big time for 100 years.
Mm-hmm. As an infrastructure facilities guy, Ron, did the disturbances and protests of the 60s and 70s impact your responsibilities much?
Not the biggest impact would be the repairs. Like we wound up having to put metal window panes into Dem Hall because of the rioting that took place. We wound up repairing any damage, physical damage that took place.
Visually, one of my most vivid memories of the campus was in the People's Park days, especially over Acres Hall or thereabouts, and it was just nothing but acres of tents of kids and young people camped out protesting. Did that impact you much?
Not me. Back then, the grounds department was not
grounds,
part.
Yeah, a grounds issue.
Right, yeah. And grounds did not report to us until about 2005, I believe, when it got transferred, because the organization was buildings and utilities when I arrived, changed the physical plant, and still grounds was a separate reporting to campus park and planning until 2005 when Fred Poston transferred it.
When you compare the key people in the operation of the university, people like Fred Poston, when you compare the ones in the 60s with the current administrators, how have those folks changed? How are those people different?
Well, I worked for 9 of the 20 presidents. Mm. John Hanna, of course, was the icon president.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly a big role. I must tell you that our current president, Lou Anna Simon, is equal to John Hanna and actually has to work harder in fundraising than Hanna did, because he went down and lectured the legislature on their responsibilities for higher education. Luana's having to work much harder on private fundraising.
Mm-hmm.
Intense. She has a very intense assignment.
Critics have wanted MSU to lessen its reliance on coal faster than it has. What do you make of that discussion?
Well, if we can have a low-cost, abundant supply of natural gas, all of our boilers can burn natural gas. Okay, so we're capable of 100% natural gas, which cuts the carbon footprint in half. But gas lines can get interrupted. And so I reminded the campus that we have this coal pile, which is our backup fuel, if we can get natural gas at a very competitive price. It has been competitive. Right now, natural gas is rising, like you had just talked about propane a few minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so fuel prices are up. What the critics need to, they don't have the responsibility to keep a campus heated or the lights on. And if you have that responsibility, you need to make sure, and you've got to do it at a reasonable cost. Otherwise, tuition is going to skyrocket. So the best posture to take is we have this flexibility in fueling. We use natural gas when it's very attractive price-wise. If it gets interrupted, we have the coal to use to keep the campus going.
57 years at Michigan State, no major career change for you. What made you stay here all those years?
Well, the other two job offers in 1960 weren't highly attractive. My wife didn't want to relocate. We'd made friends here. I was treated extremely well by the campus community, especially the grumpy old guys out in the shops, and it was just a fun place to be. So the deal was to agree to stay for a year or so, and as you can see, it's gotten to be a long
that
year.
That happens so often.
Well, you fall in love with this place.
I'll be here.
You fall in love with this place.
What are you going to miss about it?
Well, the people.
About your routine.
Well, the people. You know, it's as John Hanna said, it's the people who count. And that's what it is. It's the relationship with it, watching that new wave of students come in each year. And you know, I'm only going to be 10 minutes away because we're not relocating. My wife says we're not moving. The sports programs here that we watch. So I can come and volunteer if I get bored. MSU has a lot of volunteer opportunities.
And, you intend to do that?
I may very well. It'll be interesting to see. There are some people who think I should go into consulting. I do not think I want to do the traveling that I think would be involved with that, but we'll see.
Well, it's been a long, impressive career with an awful lot of institutional memory. Ron Flynn is the Vice President for Strategic Infrastructure Planning and Facilities here at MSU. He retires at the end of this year after more than 57 years on the East Lansing campus. Ron, thanks for sharing some of your memories.
Thank you.